receivers the team will take?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd be a fool to say that I don't understand the circumstances that I'm in, a lot of receivers in at this point, you know. But we have great players, and the coaches are going to put the right guys out there.
Do you ever, honestly, do the kind of counting thing? Okay, who's a lock? Where am I? How do I fit in?
Oh, well, you definitely hear those types of things, you know. But at the end of the day, I guess each individual has to go out there and make plays, you know. And if one team doesn't see it, hopefully another team does. But, you know, we're all competing out here. We're having a good time, and we're definitely at the same time.
That said, Ryan, where do you put yourself in this final preseason game? I mean, that you feel like you really need to show something, or do you feel like you've been showing it every day and this is just the continuation?
Oh, I'll always show it. No matter if I was a starter, I was Calvin Johnson, just like himself. He goes out there and shows it every game. I feel like if you're in the NFL, you got that competitive spirit about yourself. So we all have something to prove.
Last couple of years, though, your spot's kind of been locked up. Is it a different mentality knowing you have to go into this fourth preseason game and maybe put something on tape?
No, we go out there to win. I go out there to win. Every time I get the ball, I try to score every play. Injuries are not third, tenth, whatever string there is. You know, guys are out there competing to win.
Do you feel pretty confident about a roster spot, though, at this point, with what you've shown? Do you feel like you've shown?
I don't ever feel like you can show enough in this league. You know, there's guys all over the place. They draft guys here and there. They bring guys in. So you always got to be at the top of your game, I feel like, up to this point. This preseason is the best I've felt, the best I've played up to this point in my career. So just looking forward to this next game.
You didn't get in until late in the game, the last one against Jacksonville. Are you looking forward to playing more of a full game this time, which it sounds like you will?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be very exciting for us, you know, going out here throughout the week, honing in our skills and getting some good conditioning in. Looking forward to this week.
Jim's been kind of mixing up the strings. He's very pointedly said the depth charts aren't official. Has it been tough to get a gauge of maybe where you sit in terms of first string, second string, spots like that?
They put guys in places, you know. At the end of the day, like I've been saying, guys just got to go out there and make plays. No matter if they're with the first, second, third, fourth, whatever string it is, guys are here to make plays.
Are you surprised how much attention has been garnered towards you about all of this, about, you know, the way you played the preseason coming back from the injury? Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised at all. You know, I feel like me being in the position I'm in, everyone wants to feel a good story, but not only that, I'm out here making plays. I feel like I'm been confident in what I've shown this preseason, but, you know, it's just the beginning for me.
You're a man of faith. You tweet about that regularly. You think that this was the injuries you had to go through, was it a challenge for you, a test?
Oh, it was definitely a test, you know. It helped me grow spiritually, helped me grow as a person, as a player. And this is just the beginning, like I said. It's always unfortunate to go through those things, but I feel like God has a plan, and he's made this a part of my plan for a reason.
Do you keep the beard, or do you shave it?
No, I'm shaving. I'm shaving after this week. You know, I'm just kind of rough right now in here working, not really seeing anybody at all. So I'm here to work.
Yeah.